Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I am your host and I certainly look forward to this evening's show. I want to first take this opportunity to thank all of you all out there that have been faithful listeners. I want you to know that without you, there could be no program. Without you, there could be no show. I want to also take this opportunity to thank all of my callers that have been calling in on a regular and consistent basis, and I trust that you will continue to tell your family and your friends about us. We're here every Tuesday and Thursday, 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This show is only going to focus on relationships. That's right. We're going to talk about relationships between a husband and a wife, boyfriend and girlfriend, fiancé. All of these people, we're going to be talking to you all about relationship issues. Also, if it's a family situation, father and daughter, mother and son, parents, anything to do with relationships, coworkers, we have a lot of subjects lined up for you. And I trust that you will stay with us because we really want to get to the nitty-gritty of things. If you're listening by phone, you can listen by computer as well from anywhere in the world that has internet access. And you can tune in at drjessewalker.com. That's drjessewalker.com. You can also, if you're listening by way of computer and you want to listen by phone, if you've got to run out for some reason or another, you can call 347-857-1769. Once again, that's 347-857-1769. If you want to send a comment into the studio, you can do so by going to drjessewalker.com and the section that says contact us. You can post your comment right there. It will come right into the studio and we'll get right to it. This time I want to go ahead and introduce my guest. But just before I do, I want to just remind our listeners out there that the opinions and views that are expressed on this show are those merely of the callers, the hosts, the co-hosts, and any guests that we may have on the show. And it should not be the views or opinions should not be a substitute or replacement for the licensed, certified, or professional help in the appropriate field. The information gathered is for educational purposes only and should be perceived as such. Having said that, I want to go ahead and welcome my co-host, the famous Sarita Johnson. Sarita Johnson, welcome to the show tonight.
Well, thank you, Dr. Jesse Walker. How are you this evening?
Oh, I'm just great. I trust that you had a great day today and we're ready for this night's topic.
Oh, very productive day. I've been on the go, busy, but things are going well.
Well, that's good. Sarita, we've been having some real good shows. We've been having a number of guests that have been on the air, and I'm just having a ball. I mean, last show it took me about 3 or 4 hours to unwind when we talked about last week's show. You, me, he, you, me, and he. We had parts one and part two, and I mean, it took me several hours to unwind from that show.
Yeah, it was pretty pumping and pretty hot, and we had some very interesting comments, but I was really thankful to be able to share some points of view, and we did have a few varying points of view, and we invite those various points of view to share your comments and your thoughts, because this is a time that we can come together and just talk it out and see if we, like as Dr. Walker says, see if we can make some sense out of it.
Absolutely, absolutely. Sarita, you've got an event. Speaking of making sense out of things, you've got some things coming up this weekend, and you want them to come and see if they can make some sense out of that. Tell us what that is quickly.
Oh, yes, great. Beginning tomorrow, there's the Sisters Organizing to Survive Circle of Life Conference. That's in Belgrade at the Dolly Han Cultural Arts Center. And it begins at 9 tomorrow morning. In the afternoon, I'll be presenting a workshop called How to Love the Unlovable. We'll be moving through quite a few issues throughout that afternoon session. And then on Saturday morning, I'll also present again, which will be Healing the Hurting, focusing on how we can become experts on losses. And in the afternoon, from 3 to 6, I'll be helping you to assess those natural gifts, your spiritual gifts, your individual gifts that God designed you to have. I'd love to have you come out and join us in Belgrade at the Dolly Han Cultural Arts Center, which is right next to the Community College West area.
Okay, why don't you just give them your phone number if they need more information and you can speak to them slowly. Sarita? Okay, I'm not sure what happened with Sarita. But we're going to go ahead and get right to our story for this evening before we bring in any additional guests. We're going to go ahead and go right to our story for the evening. All right, let's see here. James, our characters in this story are James and Keisha. James and Keisha. James and Keisha have been seeing each other for the past year and a half. They both appear to be very much in love, like most people. Keisha would like to take the relationship to the next level since they are both in their late 20s and never been married and also have no children. James feels he'd like to concentrate on his career before taking on a wife and the prospect of a family. They have discussed this issue on several occasions and have always bumped heads with it. Keisha feels he can concentrate on his career while being married and they can work on the other component about a family later. James insists this is the way he wants it and also feels this is the way it should be. In an effort to maintain peace in the relationship, Keisha retreats to work on projects to keep her occupied. After another 6 months and seemingly no sign of taking the relationship to the next level, Keisha decides to take matters into her own hands and walks out of the relationship after an argument about the very subject. James does nothing to stop her, nor does he call her after several days. 3 months have passed, and they have not spoken. Instead, she feels he does not want the relationship anymore, and she is thinking, of course, that her time has been wasted. She was invited to a dinner party by a girlfriend that she attended college with. She was reluctant but affirmatively responded to the invitation. Upon entry to the dinner party, she felt like she was back in college with some of her best friends that happened to be there. As a matter of fact, she ran into an old flame of hers that she was really fond of back in college. They hung out for the entire evening and had a ball. It just so happened he had been out of a relationship now for over a year. He spent the evening sharing with her how he had difficulty all these years in terms of missing her. He had made several inquiries regarding her whereabouts for a number of years. She also informed him how she often thought about him. She did. She often thought about him from time to time and actually missed him as well. They really enjoyed each other so much until they started dating on a regular basis. Just as things were starting to pan out for and work well for Keisha with her old flame, guess who shows up? That's right, Mr. Man. That is, James finds out she is with an old flame he once heard about himself. This, of course, disturbs him so much until he rushes to try and get her back. He pleads and begs her to marry him now. He even rushes out to buy a wedding ring. Unfortunately for him, Sister Keisha is not feeling him the same way anymore. She has rekindled with her old flame, and they are talking marriage. This is tearing James apart, as he seems to be losing it without her now in his life, especially with the threat of losing her to someone else. James doesn't have a clue as to what to do about his lost love going into the arms of another. The question is, did it really take Keisha rekindling her love to the arms of an old flame for James to come to his senses and desire now to fully commit to her? And as a matter of fact, this is what brings us to tonight's topic, commitment phobia. Commitment phobia. That's our topic for this evening. Sarita, you're back with us. Welcome back.
Yes, I'm sorry. I missed part of your story there.
Okay, you know, here's a situation where this couple was dating, and the man didn't want to commit in the initial stages, and, you know, time was passing. She felt she was wasting her time, and she was invited to a dinner party. And as a matter of fact, it turns out that she saw an old flame there, and they kicked it off. And, you know, after a while, they started dating, and then James wanted her back. I mean, now he's ready to get married. Can you make some sense out of that?
Oh, I know the old phrase, absence makes the heart grow fonder. It seems like when James saw someone else was in there, his heart became a little bit more excited about what he had and didn't want to actually totally lose out. But it sounds like it was a little late for him, huh?
Yeah, things like this do happen. Oftentimes people are dragging their feet, and then sometimes when they find that there's a threat of losing that person, particularly if they really want to be with the individual, then they'll have a tendency to want to try to rush back in to get them. Usually people go when they know that they're losing something. If you've got your radio up too loud, it's difficulty because we're getting feedback into the studio. We're going to go ahead and take a call at 954. Who do we have on the air?
Reggie.
Okay, Reggie, welcome to the show. It's always good to have you. Reggie is our port here. Reggie is becoming a regular, and Reggie, we certainly welcome you to the show.
I'm glad to be here, Mr. Walker. Dr. Walker.
Okay. Okay, have you been enjoying the shows, Reggie?
Yeah, they're interesting. They're interesting. And these, like I say, these scenarios, I don't know if they're real, but you say they're based on true life.
Yeah, they're inspired by true stories, absolutely.
Yeah, and they're funny, but they're serious, you know?
Oh, well, yeah, you know, sometimes life imitates art and vice versa, but it is reality. You know, what seems to be hilarious to us, the person that's going through it at the time, they're certainly seeing it as, you know, chaotic in their lives. And then the flip, sometimes the script changes or flips. Oftentimes, you know, when we think our situation is so bad, then we start to hear somebody else's situation, we're like, praise the Lord, I'm not going through that. That's something along those lines.
Right.
Right. But what I want to do is give you an opportunity to give us one of your poetic pieces. We're going to get that just before we go into analyzing the story and our full issue on commitment. We're going to give you maybe a 30 to 45 second opportunity. Are you ready for us?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay. Give us one of your things. Tell us a little bit about who you are, and you've got 45 seconds.
Oh, I'm Reggie, and my poetry, they're unique because I started writing them at a point in my life when I was, you know, turning my life over to God, and whatever he laid on my heart, that's what I put on paper. And the
okay.
one I'm reciting now is called What If, and a lot of us go through, you know, what if I had did this, or what if that hadn't happened, but it's from a biblical standpoint, and it goes like this. What if Eve had never said anything? Would there still been thunder and still been rain? What if Noah had never built an ark? Would there still be chirps? Could we still hear barks? What if Judah hadn't carried out his assignment? Then there would have been no crucifixion and no resurrection. What if the cross was a direct order from Jesus? What if none of it had happened? Then who would have saved us? That's it, Mr. Walker.
Okay, well, listen, thank you. We appreciate that. I'm sure some of our callers and listeners will be intrigued. And inspired by that poetry. What if? All right, we're going to just switch gears here in just a moment, and we're I really enjoyed that piece, by the way. We're going to switch gears right now. Okay, we're hoping that you certainly look to publish soon, and if you stay with us, we'll give you as many opportunities as necessary, and I'm going to, you know, help you to get that thing going in the right direction, because I really like it. Someone out there may have their radio up just a little bit too loud. We're getting feedback in the studio. You may need to walk away from your computer because you might be trying to hear it. You can also listen to archived shows. This show will appear in the archives about an hour after it's played in its entirety. So you certainly can do that. And, of course, if you want to call in and you want to talk to the host, press 1. We'll be glad to have you on the line. All right, now, we're talking about commitment phobia. Basically, people who are afraid to make commitments. And that's what we're talking about tonight. We're going to ask Reggie to give us a comment on the story tonight, just a brief comment, and then we're going to go ahead and take another call that looks like coming in from Alabama.
Okay, for one, the guy, James, I mean, it goes back to that old saying, you never know a good thing until it's gone. And that it seemed like to me that's what happened there. You know, he was and by the way, women always know first when it's time to get married. Men, they don't, you know, they don't want to, you know, like to rush into it, or they think the time is not right. But women, trust me, women always know when it's time for marriage. And by him not being ready or thinking he's not ready, then, I mean, she moved on. I mean, she moved on. She went her own way, which I think she should have did. And for him to try to come back after she get someone else, you know, got someone else, then that was kind of selfish. I mean, you didn't want to get married. I mean, at the right time, then hey, I mean, she was ready. She was ready. I mean, I don't think she rushed into, you know, a relationship with someone else. I mean, she ran into an old flame and they hit it off, and I guess they picked up from where they left off, you know.
Okay.
And,
all right. That's a very good thought. We've got Alabama on the line. Who do we have on the line?
This is Jack again.
Okay, Jack, welcome back. Jack, welcome back. We are so glad to have you. That's a familiar voice.
No problem. I didn't get a chance to hear the story, but I was listening to Reggie, what he was saying. I can somewhat make out a little bit, unless you just want to share some light on it. I understand what Reggie was saying and kind of agree with what he was saying.
Well, tonight what we're talking about is commitment phobia. Basically, men who are or not just men, but individuals who are reluctant about making a commitment in a relationship. And here we had a story with James and Keisha, and James didn't realize he what he had missed out on until, you know, they say you don't miss the water until the well runs dry. When Keisha left him, it turns out that she, you know, met somebody else, an old flame. And now James was doing everything he could within his power to try to get her back, even went out and bought a wedding ring. And now Keisha had moved on. So what do you think about that? People who are just slow to move.
Well, I agree with your last caller, what Reggie was saying. Women, basically, you know, they live to get married. They live for the significant other to make a commitment. And men kind of take their time, as, you know, as Reggie was saying, they procrastinate. And then sometimes women put pressure on them, and then either they make a commitment at that time or they just move on. So I kind of agree with Keisha. I think she was right. She gave James ample enough time. She gave him all the opportunity in the world if he was serious about her. I mean, even if he had told her that, well, maybe we're not going to get married now, but let's have a long engagement. Let's have like a year or year and a half engagement or whatever. But it sounds like he was still holding on to some things that he needed to find out. Maybe he just hadn't sowed his oats yet, and he wanted to go out and just have a good time. So I think she did right by moving on. She knew what she wanted. I'm sure he knew what she wanted. I'm sure they had shared a lot of things with each other about what direction they wanted to go in, and then he didn't want to commit himself. And I think even being in a relationship where it's like common law, I think that's not a commitment either. I I mean, I've been married for a long time, but even if I were not, I never would have got into a common law situation because neither party is committing themselves. It's like I can go out and do whatever I want to do, and she can go out and do whatever she wants to do. So I think she did the right thing by moving on with her life. Now the brother is trying his best to come back. Too late.
Okay, well, we want to thank you for that comment. Now it's like a contradicting into the, once again, we're getting so much feedback into the studio. If you can turn your radio down, otherwise we may have to mute some of those callers, and you may not be able to get back in. So we don't want that to happen because we experienced technical difficulty on last week. So we don't want that same thing to happen. Okay, here's a comment that came in from a female. She says here, I think for a lot of people, their fear of commitment stems from a fear of failure. Some of the superficial excuses we use are easier to admit than a core fear that threatens our sense of self-value. Sarita, address that issue. She's saying that basically superficial excuses we use are easier to admit than actually a core fear that threatens our sense of self-value. What do you make of that, if anything?
That's a very, very accurate assessment that was made there, and especially in relation to the story, because it's so true. So many people do have that fear of being in a relationship or committed to a relationship, and it usually has to do with some disappointments in previous relationships, and they don't want to go there, don't want to get into the commitment because of that fear of disappointment once again. And that insecurity kind of overweighs the possibility of happiness.
Okay. Okay, Reggie, what do you make of that comment?
I think, Mr. Walker, failure is actually a state of mind. I mean, failure is actually a part, it's a part of everything, actually, you know. I mean, especially relationships. Not relationships. I mean, it's so. It's so easy, I think, for some people to get over a relationship. Some people use that I'm scared to admit because I'm scared, you know, of what happened in the last relationship as an excuse. You know, you might hurt me. I might get hurt again. That's an excuse. I don't think failure. Well, to me, one of my mottos is failure is not an option. So, I mean, every relationship is what you make it. It's what you make it.
All right, very good. Jack, your assessment.
Well, I don't know who Rich is, but it sounds like we cut from the same mold because I agree with them wholeheartedly. I mean, that's just someone just making an excuse when they're talking about, you know, I'm afraid of what happened in my last relationship, so therefore I'm not going to give you an opportunity or whatever. So I agree with it, you know, everything that he said because I feel that way.
Okay, well, thanks, Jack. Let me ask you this since we have you here now. What might be two reasons you think, and I'm going to ask all of you all this question basically. I'm going to ask you to be brief. We got a real long show tonight. What might be two reasons that, in your opinion, that might cause someone to not want to commit to a relationship that have actually commitment phobia?
Well, I think that's one that you just mentioned just a second ago about a past relationship that went sour and that they're afraid to give this new person an opportunity because they feel that the same thing is going to happen to them. And that's an excuse to me. So that's one thing right there that people use. Another reason is because the fear of the unknown, that they don't know what's going to happen in this new relationship. It may be a first-time commitment or whatever. They don't know, you know, all that's going to happen. Or they could be fearful of what they saw in their parents' relationship. The parents didn't have a good relationship. It ended up in a divorce. Or they saw an abusive relationship in their parents growing up and all. So, therefore, they don't want the same thing to happen to them. So, therefore, they're not going to commit themselves.
Okay, so your two were basically, your first one was what, just in one word or two?
Say it again now?
No, your two reasons that you think, your valid reasons that people may not want to commit might include?
The failure of a previous relationship and also the fact that the parents had a sour relationship, so therefore they don't want the same thing to happen to them.
Okay, well, very good. We're going to go through.
Really, I had a third one with the fear of the unknown. That was the other one
okay.
I mentioned, fear of the unknown.
Right. Okay, very good. We're going to take another caller here, and coming from a 909, we may have to mute some of you all because we're getting the feedback, and it could be that the phones are too close to the your microphones, some of the callers. 909, who do we have on the line?
Hey, it's me, Janae from California.
Janae?
Yes.
Okay, Janae, welcome
to ASC.
Okay, all right. Well, they, okay, very good. You press one to talk to the host. Would you like to share something on either the story or what your thoughts are about commitment phobia? And welcome, California. First time caller?
No. I've talked to you before, Jesse. This is Janae.
Okay, okay. Very good, very good. Give us your thought on either the story or comment about commitment phobia.
Okay, on commitment phobia, I think what they said is true. It's fear. But fear immobilizes. And to me, based on the story, I think she should have walked also. I mean, to me, it's not who you can live with. If I'm interested in a guy and I'm ready to commit, he has a choice. Either he's going to reciprocate and commit back, or he's going to walk. My thing is, not can I live with you, but can I live without you? Now, when she walked and he didn't call back in like 2 or 3 days, that was my walking papers.
Okay.
I would have been gone, too.
Well, how can you just get over a guy that, and Reggie, I think, said something like that easy earlier, that people can just walk away from relationships so easily. It's not easy. Well, how do you move on?
You have to. You have to. I was married for 20 years, and my husband decided, you know, after I gave birth to our son, 2 months after, that he didn't want to be married anymore. That was it. I mean, I was hurt. My mother said it was pride that he didn't come back, and I didn't go chasing after him. My thing is, I didn't leave.
All right, did he ever want you back at some point, if you don't mind sharing with us?
To be honest, it's been my son is 11 years old right now, and I'm doing fine. I'm better. I made some good choices. I would have taken him back, but you know what? I think pride kept him from saying he made a mistake, and so he's missing out. In fact, I'm going to Tennessee tomorrow to hook up with somebody else. But he had a shot.
Well, I was also after a number of years. How long have you been divorced?
We've been 11 years, 10 years.
Oh, 11 years, okay. Okay, after your son was born and he walked out.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
all right, let me ask you this question. Give us two brief, valid reasons why you think, in your opinion, why you think people may have commitment phobia.
Like I said, fear.
Fear? Okay.
Fear in itself immobilizes people. It keeps
right.
You
okay.
And
then the other
anything.
Reason might be what?
The other reason is it's not the one. If I don't commit, if I want a car, if I want a dress, if I want a new pair of shoes, I'm gonna get them. Now, if I'm not sure and I'm walking away from the store, it means I don't want it.
Okay. Okay. Let's
I
go
think
ready.
If they want it, they would take it. They will go for it. I think it's either fear or it's not what they really want. They think there's something better.
Okay, I like that. I like that very much. Reggie, give us your two valid thoughts on why people may have commitment phobia. Dan, Serena, we're going to ask you the same question, and then we're going to move on.
I think fear is only an excuse. One valid reason is, Dr. Walker, is that some people like to have more than one. They don't want to give up a certain lifestyle, being more than one woman or having more than one man. Women will give it up quicker than men, but some men don't want to just settle down with one. It's not a fear. It's just a lifestyle that they're used to. And the second, on the other hand, a woman don't want to commit because of security. A man may have, you know, one thing going on, but then the security, she look at it and like, no, I can't commit to him because he's not secure. He's not stable. He don't have, you know, he can meet my needs one way, but not another way.
Okay, security. Okay, Sarita, just give us briefly your two valid reasons why someone may suffer from commitment phobia.
I think we've had some very good reasons shared tonight, and I can't think of another other than the ones that have been mentioned. What's important, though, is that when one is dealing or avoiding relationships, I should say, when you recognize the fact that there's a reason why you just can't seem to commit here and you lose that one, you go to the next one, you don't commit, you lose, then you need to start doing some internal checking and see, what is it about me? What am I doing? What am I not doing? What am I missing? And sometimes that does require you to have some counseling or some therapy to get through those issues of your past that are blocking you from the commitment of these relationships that you really do value, but they're just slipping between your fingers because you don't commit.
Okay, very good. All right, we're going to go ahead and take a comment. Several of them have come in, and I do not want to miss the opportunity for those that are trying to get their comments. I may have to mute one or two of you all because we're getting too much static in the background.
You can mute me from California.
Okay, and I don't think that. Okay, we'll take you. Now let me go here, and what I want to present is a comment that has come in, and I'm going to give Jack the first opportunity to present this one. Jack, this is coming from a male. Jack, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Reggie, I believe that was your – we're getting the static from your end, if you don't mind. We're getting the static for some reason from your end.
Let me just say, Parker, sometimes a speakerphone, if you put your phone on speaker, it's going to give feedback. So that may be the cause of it. Someone has
okay,
to...
that might be Jack. So you, I mean, I'm sorry, Reggie, your phone may have been on speaker, according to Sarita, and it might be what's giving us the feedback into the studio. So I had to mute you, but I'll bring you back in. All right, we're going to give Jack the first opportunity. This has come from a male. I was afraid of commitment for at least 2 years while dating the lady who is now my wife. I did not want a relationship from the very beginning. She was extremely patient with me and gave me the necessary time I needed to want to commit. The point I want to make is she waited for me to make up my own mind. As a result, I went further than that and proposed to her, and now we have been married for 7 years. I'm sorry I waited so long. Jack.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. That's pretty good. I mean, did he propose to her before the 2 years were up? He proposed to her before the 2 years?
Well, they sent in a commitment for at least, you know, he was afraid of commitment for 2 years while dating the lady he was now his wife. It doesn't say whether or not he proposed to her within the 2 year period, but she waited for him to make up his own mind. That's what he's sending a message here.
She sounds like a real woman who would just allow her man to, you know, take the lead role, and he decide on what he really wants to do. I think she was giving him time to really sow his oats and see if he really wanted a relationship or not, because sometimes when you rush guys, they get into it, and then they find out this is not what I really wanted, this is not something I really wanted to do. And then they'll give you their walking papers maybe, you know, a year or so down the line or so. But I think she did a great thing by allowing him to decide, you know, when to come into the relationship.
Very good. I tend to agree with that as well. You got to give a person their own time to make up their mind. Janae, we can certainly bring you back in, but if the calls are out there and you want to talk to the host, press 1. That'll put you on a queue. Press 1 if you want to talk to the host, if you want to make a comment on the air, and if you choose not to want to talk to the host, or if you have talked to the host and you want to go and just listen in, you can press 1 again, and that will take you out of the queue. All right. Okay, very good. All right. Now, Sarita, give us your thought briefly, because we've got a lot to cover in a short span of time.
Well, I think Jack has a very good explanation. I think that works very well with that scenario. It's important to be able to allow that person a little time. And I definitely don't think, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6 years is necessary. But she, within the 2 year, appears to be within a 2 year period of time, just continue to be that constant love connection for him that helped him to see this is where he wanted to be for the rest of his life. She was patient enough to work it through, and that's very important. And as Jack said, it worked for her, and that's great. Now, sometimes the assessment process does take longer, and sometimes you could make a choice otherwise after you see this is not going to work for me. So you just have to kind of weigh it out. But it's very important to be able to know where you are in the relationship and the value that you place in that relationship. That was good.
Absolutely. Give us your brief assessment of that, Reggie. You're back with us. Reggie? Okay, we're going to move right on. And, Sheree, we're going to give you an opportunity. We've got a lot to cover. Those of you all that are listening by computer, you can also call in and listen live over the air, 347-857-1769. You're listening to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. It's all about relationships. If you want to talk to the host, press 1. If not, you're welcome to listen in. If you're listening by phone and you want to listen by computer, go to drjessewalker.com, drjessewalker.com, and you can listen to. We also have archived shows. After the show airs, you'll be able to go in about an hour later and listen to the show in its entirety. Okay, we're going to move right along, and Sheree, we're going to give you this opportunity and to be able to come right in. This is a female. I don't understand why men have such difficulty in committing to a relationship. Furthermore, I don't think they understand, in a number of cases, the woman is just as nervous about committing to him, for that matter. For some reason, women tend to demonstrate the courage to take the chance and go forth with it anyway. Perhaps we are the daring ones. Come on, men, get with the program before you miss out. Sarita, give us your thought on that. She says, get with the program before you miss out. Whoa, and obviously, James missed out with Tisha, so maybe some validity to that.
And I have seen it on the other hand also. I've seen where men have been ready, gung-ho, to ask for a person, a woman, to be his wife who really hasn't fully assessed the relationship. So, you know, I think it's important that you take that time. You got to know yourself. You got to know what your needs are. You have to know how well this companion is able to address and meet those needs. And then to know if this is the satisfaction that could last for your lifetime instead of jumping in there. So either way, it may take, I mean, I've seen some men that have jumped very quickly and then later on, oh, I didn't know what I was getting into because they were jumping for the wrong reasons. So it's making the right reason. This is a lifetime commitment, not just for some fling and fun that you could call your own. It's for a lifetime commitment. So that's vitally important to remember.
Okay, very good. All right, very good.
I have a moment. I have a poem that Reggie's kind of stimulate my poetic side. So when you have a moment, I want to share a poem.
Okay, is it a brief one?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, go ahead. We'll give you about 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Okay, I won't need that much. I've tried to hide it, to fight it. I've even denied it. I cannot escape it. I just have to face it. I love you. That's it.
That's it. Okay. Well, very good. all the poets are coming out tonight. We appreciate that. Okay. Let's see if Reggie's back with us. Reggie, are you back with us yet? Okay. We're apparently having some technical difficulties with Reggie's line. We're going to go ahead and take another comment that may have come in at this time and see what we've got. Wait a minute. We've got. We're going to go back to Janae here. Janae, did you want to add something to that?
Yes, I wanted to commend Jesse and I think her name is Sarita for the poems. I appreciate them. I really like Jesse's. It was
that's Reggie.
Yeah, Reggie. Not good with name. Please forgive me.
Mm-hmm.
But,
oh, that's okay.
as far as commitment goes, it is a topic. I had a cousin who was in a relationship with a guy for like years before he decided to get married. He had fear of commitment. So did she, because of failed marriages by their parents. But they did decide to go ahead and conquer those fears. And I assume they're doing very well now. They're still honeymooning. And it hasn't been quite a year yet. But they did overcome those fears. But they were going to miss out. They were going to miss out because of those failures in their parents' relationship. And I think that's a loss.
Right, absolutely. Okay, absolutely. Let's take a listen. We've got another caller coming in from an 804 area code. We're going to give that caller an opportunity to give us their thoughts on the air. We have an 804 area code. You're live on the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Go ahead.
Hi, Jesse. This is David from D.C.
Oh, David. David, welcome to the show. Okay. Welcome to the show. Did you want to give us a comment?
Sure. Actually, you read a comment from someone, a young lady, that says that men needs to get with the program. And my question to her would be, what program? Because a lot of times we get into a relationship and we have an agenda and haven't discussed an agenda with that partner. So, you know, whether our agenda is to get married or not, the other partner may not have the same goal. And so after some time, we realize, well, hey, this is my goal and we're not on the same page. Why don't you get on my page? But that should have been established at day one, you know, before any time spent, any commitment on any level is made. That should have been decided up front whether or not you all have the same goal.
Okay, I certainly agree. Let's see here. David, while we've got you on there, David is out of Washington, and I was there this weekend with him and his wife. I had a great time. And as a matter of fact, David has agreed he's going to be on our show guest next week. When we're going to be talking about breaking down the wall barriers in your relationship. And I'm looking forward to David giving us about 5 to 7 tips on that. Is that correct, David?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, very good. We're certainly looking forward to that. We're going to go ahead and take another caller at this time. We're going to ask you all to stand by. And, of course, if you don't want to tune in with the host, you can press 1 and you'll go through mute. We're going to take this other caller coming, looks like from a 305 area code. Hello, caller, are you there?
Hello, Dr. Walker.
Hi, welcome to the show. Who do we have on the line?
This is Rose.
Rose, very good. Welcome, welcome. Rose, did you want to give us a quick comment? We're only about 12 minutes away from getting ready to wrap things up here.
I just called to I commend Keisha for moving on. You know, too many times as females, we stick into a relationship that doesn't go anywhere because the guy don't want to commit. Although it can go both ways, you know, because sometimes the female might not want to commit, but most times you find that the men kind of refuse to commit because they think they're afraid or something. That's just an excuse that they give. You know, I don't think a female should really buy that. And I agree with what David said a few minutes ago that this, you both should have the same goals. You should establish where you want this relationship to go from the very beginning when you decide to enter in this relationship. Because if you both don't have the same goals as far as the relationship is, you know, there's no way you can continue. You know, one person is going to be hurt. One person is going to feel like he or she is waiting too long.
Okay, absolutely. We appreciate that. We're going to go take another caller coming from a 239 area code. I'm not sure where that's coming from. 239 area code. Who do we have?
Hi, this is Carly. I'm calling from Fort Myers, Florida.
Oh, Fort Myers. Carly, welcome to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. First-time caller?
Yes, sir. I was invited by Reggie.
Okay, very good. I'm so happy that you called in. Are you enjoying the show?
Yes, I am. I am. I just got tuned in maybe 10 minutes ago. I got in from work, and I forgot about it, and I saw it on Facebook. He told me to remember.
Okay. All right. Certainly, you can listen to the show in its entirety about an hour after we finish programming here,
okay.
And you can listen in at drjessewalker.com. The show will be heard. You'll get to hear Reggie's poem, as a matter of fact, and Sarita's as well. We're talking about commitment phobia here. Carmen, tell us what you think about people who are afraid to commit. We realize that there are men who are afraid to commit as well as women. What's your take of that?
I was calling because I did hear the gentleman before say that someone commented about men needing to get with the program, and he was questioning what is the program. Well, I think it's maturity with men. Women seem to mature more faster than men do, and women don't seem to have... Not all women, but a vast majority of women wouldn't mind committing. They don't have a problem with committing. When you find somebody and you like them and that's who you think you're going to be with, you don't have a problem committing as a woman. But men, as I heard one of the other callers say something about men, I think it was Reggie that said something about men wanting to not be with one woman. They have this
image.
They have this image they want to live up to as their friends. You know, they can't be with this one woman. They have to have more than one woman because it's the mentality or the street thing to do is to be with more than one woman. And again, that goes back to maturity for me. Women, I don't think we have a problem with committing. I was in a marriage for almost 20 years before my husband decided, and he still hasn't matured enough to this day. And we
Are you still married? Are you still married?
No, we've been divorced now for 4 years.
Okay, but you still keep in touch? You're still seeing each other on the side? Or
we don't see each other on the side, but we have a mother-father relationship because we have 4 kids.
Okay. You're just communicating for the sake of the children. Okay, well, Carmen, we want to appreciate your thoughts. We're going to ask you to stand by, and I have about 7 minutes before we have to start wrapping the show up.
Okay.
So I'm going to take at least 3 more comments that have come in. And what I'd like to do is give the callers at least 5 to 7 seconds to tell us whether you agree or disagree, basically with these comments that come in. We're going to start with you, Jack. We're going to give you about 5 to 7 seconds. Here's one that's coming from a female. I dated a guy for 3 years. He knew when I met him I was looking to get married. We talked about this 6 months after we started dating. He assured me that if everything went well, it would be no problem and we could at least take it to the next level of engagement. Well, 3 years later, he was still thinking about it. I had some shocking news for him. I told him he would be an afterthought when I met my new man. That was 5 years ago. I'm married now with 2 children, and last I heard, he was still talking about me to our old friends about how much he still misses me. Oh, well, she said. Jack, give us your thoughts. She left the guy.
I had to laugh because it sounds like a very close friend of mine. It sounds almost like my brother as well. Mm-hmm. And with that type of relationship or that scenario that she laid out there. I have to agree. I mean, you've given him 3 years, and the brother still hasn't committed, so you got to move on with your life. I agree.
Okay, very good. We're going to go to Carmen. We're going to go to you. Give you a 5 to 7 second comment on that.
Been there, done that. Same. I agree with her. I mean, the exact same layout. Love it.
Okay, Janae, go ahead. Okay, we're having technical difficulties with Janae. David, give us your 5 to 7 comment on that.
I agree with her 100%. She set her agenda. He knew about it. He didn't follow it, so she should have moved on as she did.
Okay, Serena, bring us home with that one.
I'm here. I totally agree with that comment, and the direction that she took seemed to be very appropriate for the time frame, yes.
All right. Very good. Looks like we've lost Reggie. We've had some technical difficulties, and I hope he's certainly listening in by computer. All right, here, we're going to take the fourth. We got another comment that came in, and we're going to see what this one is. We're going to start with this one right here, and we're going to start with our new caller. We got a 786-413 number coming in. Who do we have on the air?
Hi, Dr. Walker. This is Reggie's wife.
Okay, Reggie's wife. Welcome to the show. We certainly look like we've lost Reggie there, but we're glad you're there. We're going to ask you to comment on something, if you would. We'll give you the first shot. We've got a comment that's come in. This comes from a female. I made the mistake of pushing my boyfriend towards an engagement after 3 years of dating. He really was not ready for engagement or marriage. I feel I forced his hand, and we did get married. Well, I'm sorry to say it only lasted 2 years, and we separated. He woke up one day and told me he was not ready for that type of commitment. I would warn anyone, man or woman, against trying to force someone into a commitment they are not ready for. I'm heartbroken and lonely. Please don't do it to yourself. You're better off either with someone that is where you are at that time as opposed to someone that is not ready. Reggie's wife, give us your 5-second thought on that. Do you agree with that?
Yes, I do. She should have waited if he wasn't ready, because normally those type of relationships will end up in failure.
That's true.
Okay. All right, very good. Carmen, give us 5 to 7 seconds. What do you think?
I agree. That type of relationship, if both parties are not willing, then it won't work.
Okay, Jack, what do you think?
This one I'm going to have to go the other way. I don't agree with what the caller said. I feel that she gave 3 years is long enough for any engagement, and if the brother's not ready, then she should just move on. Or even if she forced his hand and they got married and then he walked after 2 years, that's the best thing anyway. He really wasn't committed anyway.
Okay, very good. Serena, go ahead. Give us your thought quickly.
Well, it seems to me that the young man in this particular scenario was not mature enough in his relationship skills to be able to handle the commitment. Even though he had 3 years to develop his attachment, he still was not there even after marriage. So there is some unfinished work in his department that needed to be cleared up before he made a commitment.
All right, very good. Janae, just quickly, what are you saying? Janae? Okay, we're going to go to David. David, give us your 5-second thought on that one.
Well, I agree with that advice, never to force anyone, because a true commitment comes with a willing heart. And if you force someone, the willing heart is not there. So you
okay.
should never force.
Absolutely. Okay, this is our last comment we're going to be able to take for the evening because we've got to wrap it up. This comes from a male, and David, we're going to start with you first on this one. I don't understand why a woman would want to mess up a good thing by trying to push the man. Hang on a second. We're having a little technical difficulty. Okay, we're back. All right, here we go. We're going to give this one to you, David. It says, I don't understand why a woman would want to mess up a good thing by trying to push the man in a direction he is not ready to go in. This thing of commitment, I feel, has its place in time. I have had to change several relationships as a result of seeming to always get with a woman that is ready to get married. Why not take your time and let the man do the appropriate thing of proposing to you instead of forcing him into something you may regret you did later? David, just quickly, 5 seconds.
And I said no forcing, but, I mean, why is it a good thing if you're not getting what you want out of it? I mean,
right.
If you want marriage, you're not getting it. It's not a good thing.
Okay. Janae, are you back with us? Want to give a thought on that? Okay. Janae is not there. We'll go to Sarita real quickly. Sarita, give us your thought.
David's comment was really the same comment I had. If you are not ready for it, there's no reason to be forced or allow yourself to be forced. You do have to be ready for that relationship in order for it to work anyhow.
All right, Carmen, go ahead. Give us your thought. Thank you, Sarita.
I agree with David. I mean, what is good about it if it's not ready? If you're not ready for it, I don't understand what they mean when they're not ready for it. What is a time limit when you feel that you are ready? If
okay, I understand that's going to be another show.
Okay.
This time. Yeah.
Okay.
Jack, give us your thought quickly.
I agree with Sharita. You know, I don't believe in forcing anybody, but no one mentioned anything about counseling. I think they need to get counseling ahead of time.
True.
Okay, let's see here. Did we have anybody else that I may have missed? Okay, at this time, I want to take this opportunity to thank all of my callers that have called in to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show, and I would encourage you all to please tell your family and friends, and please stay tuned every Tuesday and Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I want to thank all of my callers that have called in. I want to thank David for his support, and next week he's going to be our guest on the show when we'll be talking about breaking down the wall barriers in your relationship. He's going to give us some tips on that. I want to thank Jack also for calling in. I want to thank Carmen. I want to thank Janae. I want to thank Reggie as well for calling in. I want to thank Rose for her comments as well. I thank all of my listeners out there for listening to the show, and I hope you will continue to tune in every week. As always, the views and opinions expressed in my food for thought are merely those of my own and should not be used as a replacement or substitute for the appropriate help of a licensed, certified, or professional in the appropriate field. The information presented is for educational purposes only and should be perceived as such. When it comes to tonight's topic, I am of the opinion that, one, when it comes to commitment, one may generally say there is a broad interpretation as well as a broad perception by varying definitions and individuals. Such broad interpretations or perceptions may include the following: performance, entrust, responsibility, confinement, or custody, which is usually an official act, binding or obligation as by a pledge or consignment. When it comes to phobia, one may objectively conclude the dictionary's definition as an abnormal or unreasonable fear of a thing or a situation. When you think of these two words in terms of a relationship, one may have to associate or attach the element of time to both of them. You know how, according to the dictionary, that factor that has a continuous, measurable quality in which events occur in an order that does not seem to be reversible, proceeding from the past through the present all the way up to the future. When we put the two words together to come up with a term or meaning, one may look at commitment phobia as one who may have a fear of having to act or perform for another, fear of entrusting to another, fear of responsibility or being responsible to and for another. How about a fear of being confined to another, a fear of being confined also to another? What about the fear of being obligated to another as well? And last but not necessarily least, how about this big one, a fear of binding or being bound to another for, say, a lifetime? In the case of marriage, till death do you part. And hopefully that doesn't mean you kill them first before they kill you. I would encourage you to take a look into some of these and try to perhaps put them in perspective relative to or in an anticipation of your situation. For example, let's take a look at performance. Are you prepared or ready to perform those duties or responsibilities that are required in a commitment that may or may not be set forth by you and your significant other to be in anticipation of taking the relationship to the very next level? Let's take a look at entrust. Are you ready to give yourself over or oversee the life of someone else in the form of safekeeping for the rest of your life or the duration of your relationship in which you have no idea how long that could be? How about responsibility or being responsible? Are you ready to meet the demands of stepping up to the plate and being responsible or demonstrating responsibility in a relationship, which could very well include making compromises and sacrifices for things that can happen or go wrong in your relationship that you may not ordinarily want to do? All right? There's another one. And we look here in terms of confinement. Are you willing to allow restrictions and limitations to be placed on your life by having to be accountable to someone else and they give accountability to you as well? All right, how about binding or being bound? Are you ready to become tied down, fastened, or secured to someone else to promise to be true in your relationship to the best of your ability? Or do you really know yourself and know you cannot, as a matter of fact, keep your promise or your words? How about obligate or being obligated? Are you ready to take on moral, legal, social requirements, the duty or promise or pledge to be bound to a certain or specific action associated relationship? How about confinement? The dictionary tells us this term means to give or hand over expressly to the care of another. I would like to add my two cents by paraphrasing this and stating, if you're willing to make specific sacrifices and compromises for the satisfaction and fulfillment of a life together with someone else in the form of a relationship, and you have answered in the affirmative to the aforementioned, perhaps then, and only then, you may have overcome what we call a commitment phobia. I'm Dr. Jesse Wark, and that's simply my opinion. I trust you have enjoyed the show as much as I have, and please tune in next Tuesday when the topic will be breaking down the wall barriers in your relationship, when we'll have guest David on with several others that are giving us some tips on breaking down those walls. Special tips from special guests. You don't want to miss this one. Until then, next week, I say to you all, good night, God bless, and thank you, God.
Yeah, I'm